I don't know if you know about it. Some people may not know, but Israel is being attacked. It started yesterday morning at 2 a.m. Hamas went in. They went in groups of several people into the south of Israel, and they started attacking them. They're going through indiscriminately, just shooting, killing women, children, families, just shooting them dead, even in the streets. Anybody that's come out of their homes were being shot down, killed. I forget how many hundreds. I know it was over 600 that was dead already, and they were still getting counts. They've taken women, some older women, as hostages. They've taken little babies from their families, youngins from their families, and taken them to Gaza to use as human shields. So please, let's remember that little nation today. God, just bless them and help them and touch them as only can. What I want to do today, I want to try to honor the Lord above all, because He is above all. And I want to honor those people and what they ask us to do. Rabbi, I don't know how to say it exactly, Pasek Walicki had asked us today if we would to please pray and pray, if we would pray Psalms 20. Now, I was going to look at a different psalm this morning, actually, but I want to look at Psalm 20. And as I was reading over at this morning, God began to touch my heart. And I want to read that today and just kind of share that with you as we remember Israel, that little nation of people, God's chosen people, a little nation that's, 70 miles wide and 120 miles long, and the whole world hates them. They want to kill them, drive them out. People say, well, preacher, what we ought to do is ought to make a two-state and give Palestinians half of it and Israel the other. Israel's offered that, and the Palestinians will have no part of that. But I want to say on the authority of God's Word that every bit of that and in some belongs to Israel. It was God's chosen people, and God gave them that land grant. Amen. He's called them back into the land, and they're there. And the Bible says it'll never be taken away from them again. So we're on the verge of something that's big, bigger than we are, but it's not bigger than the God we serve. Amen. And God's still able to do what He's done in days of old, and He'll do it for His glory. Praise God. The 20th Psalm this morning, the 20th Psalm, again at verse number 1, the Bible says, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. He will rejoice, or we will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call." As we look at this morning, and the psalmist David, he's writing here, and we know that David had a lot of troublesome times in his life. Trouble was with him on every hand. Every time he turned around, he was it seemed like he didn't have to hunt trouble. Trouble was finding him. I want to think about today, how many times in our life we don't have to go looking for trouble, but trouble finds us. Adversary is everywhere. He's rampant like a roaring lion out to seek and devour whom he can, which is the devil and Satan. And this old flesh gives us a fit, and we fight with it, and we'd have to deal with it every day. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven who's promised to be there for us and to help us along the way. As we see this that we've read and you're hearing today, the Bible says, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, and the name of the Lord of Jacob defend thee." They was looking for somebody to help them. Amen. I want to say in the day and hour we live, we need somebody to help us. Amen. We don't have enough strength, the power of a victory within ourselves, but we know where victory lies, that our victory lies in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we'll lift up our voices, we'll call out to Him and we'll ask Him to help us, He will. Praise God. And we begin to see how God, as He went out, and the rabbi put out this statement and asked us to begin to pray and to pray this prayer specifically that the good God of heaven, who knows the troubles that people get into and knows the things of this world, we can call upon Him and He heareth us, praise God, and how He reaches down and He begins to help. And He call for that help from the sanctuary, praise God, of the Most High. He said, call for that strength that would come upon Zion. We need help from that sanctuary today, and we need the strength from Zion to help us and empower us and give us the strength we need. We need that strength, praise God, that we can persevere in this world in which we live. But we also need that strength that we can press on just a little bit further day by day for the cause of Christ. Lift up our voices that souls might be saved. Could you imagine if the church had done everything that we're supposed to do? The many thousands of souls that would be born again and ready to go to heaven today. But because of our slackness, our slothfulness, they still folks that's weighed in the balance and found guilty. They need something, praise God, and they need it from God. Amen. They need a touch from heaven. Praise God, I'm glad it's still available. I thank God for the blessing. I thank Him for reaching out and touching old sinners. I thank Him for showing folks that they need to be saved. But let me just say this. You may sit here this morning and you may say, preacher, well, I'm saved. You know, I got in. I'm ready to go to heaven. But let me ask you a question. Are we really ready to go to heaven? What have we done since we got saved? How much have you really got in? What have you done for Jesus? Have you lifted up His name? Have you told your friends and your buddies, your acquaintances, your co-workers, your family members that Jesus Christ loved them and He wants to save them, praise God, for His name's sake? Okay, have you told them about how Jesus loved you, how He come to where you was when you couldn't get to Him, when you needed help from somewhere, but you couldn't find it nowhere, and you called upon the name of the Lord Jesus, and He come into your heart, saved you by His marvelous grace, put your name in the Lamb's book alive, put a fire down in your soul. I'm feared for people today, praise God, that saved, they're saved, but they have no fire in their soul to do anything for Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. It's burdensome to me that nobody seems like have a burden no more. I thought about it as the old rabbi was putting us out here to please pray and seek God's face and lift up the Lord. I wonder what's happened to America. Where is our burden today? Used to every family had a burden. Used to every family had a grandma and a papa that was praying for their youngins and their grandyoungins. They was lifting them up every day. They was asking God to touch their little hearts, to touch their lives, to save them by His marvelous grace. They was like old Job. They was praying that God would watch over and keep them just in case they erred from the way, just in case they made a mistake, praise God, that God Almighty would be there to correct them and help them, and God would show His mercy to them. I wonder, where's our burden today? Amen. Where is our burden? The burden that Paul had for his people. He said, I pray God. He said, I'd be all right to be cast off into hell if God saved my people. Amen. I'm talking about a burden for the lost. A burden, praise God, to see God Almighty and the power of the Most High move upon our people again to the saving of souls. Where is our burden? Where's our burden to call out to the Lord, realizing that we are in trouble? Amen. When you've got things happening in the world today that's happening all around us, when you see the drug addiction and alcoholism and the pornography and the wickedness and the vileness that's ever around us everywhere, and how it's being put into the hands of little ones and little children. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. We need to pray and seek God's face. We need to ask Him, hey, we're just as much in trouble today as Israel is over in the Middle East. We need a touch of God like we've never needed a touch of God. Amen. These folks weighed and found guilty at the balances. Praise God. That needs something to draw them out, and that something is Jesus Christ the Savior. But it's going to take the Holy Spirit of God moving upon our hearts. It's going to take God Almighty, praise God, stirring us one more time. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I talked to somebody the other day. I said, boy, I'm looking for a spirit of revival. As I said, well, preacher, are you going to have revival this fall? And I said, yes, I'd love to have a revival, Brother Bill. But in order to have a revival, you've got to have a spirit of revival. Amen. If you're not looking for something, praise God, you know what you'll get? You won't get nothing. Amen. But if we come with a stirring of our soul and a desire to see God move, if we come with a desire to see souls saved, if we come desire to see God Almighty, I reach down with the hand of power and move upon His people one more time. I'd like to see just one more time. Amen. But you know what it's going to take? Amen. It's going to take every one of us. I want to say this morning, there's nobody here that's more important than anybody else. These little old bitty youngins are important. Amen. These middle-aged youngins are important. Us older folks are important. Amen. We've got a job to do. Amen. Somebody said a while back, he's talking about a retirement. A fellow said he was going to retire from the ministry. And he got quiet for a few minutes. I didn't say nothing. He said, what do you think? I said, I don't know. So I'm trying to figure it out. He said, how can you retire from the ministry? Amen. Listen, ain't no place to quit for a child of God. Amen. Praise God, we're in this thing for duration. We need to be in this thing. Hey, listen, Mama and Papa. So that the youngins, when they lay us down and it's time to make that crossing over Chile, Jordan, and we can lay there with a smile. Hey, we may not know we're in this world, but they'll know, praise God, where we're headed. God, we'll have a smile on our face of joy, praise God, unspeakable. And we'll be waving to glory, looking for the glory of the angels of heaven to come get us. I'm talking going into heaven shouting and praising the Lord. He's nowhere to quit. What's wrong with the world today? Praise God, we've quit on God. Every person is important. Amen. They said at Mars Hill College this summer, Mars Hill College, they was 120, 140 people that were won to the Lord Jesus Christ got saved. Amen. In Mars Hill College this year. Praise God. Because God, somebody. Amen. Somebody went into the school. Somebody got the lifting up the name of Jesus. Somebody got the praising God. Somebody got the realizing what God had done for them. And they began to share it a little bit. The old rabbi said, hey, listen, we just share a little bit of what God can do, praise God, so He can do it. Well, glory, do it again. Amen. What He's done in the days of old, He can do again. What if our young people went down to the schoolhouse and began to tell their buddies about the Lord Jesus Christ? Began to tell them, you know what? Jesus saved me. Jesus loves me. Amen. But we need to get in, praise God. We need to tell it with reality. Amen. Praise, we need to tell it with a burden to see sinners saved. They're going to be lost and go to hell. Amen. You say, well, there's a lot of meanness down at the schoolhouse. Yeah. Because old sinners need to be saved. Praise God. Listen, hey, there's a lot of meanness down at our house. Because old sinners need to be saved. Amen. Praise God. He changes things when He comes in. He makes a difference. Praise God. When we call upon the name of the Lord. When we seek help from the sanctuary of God. Amen. From the strength of Zion. Most High God. Amen. Praise His holy name. He would say in verse number 4, He said, grant thee according to thine own heart and fill all thy counsel. You know what the psalmist was saying? He was saying, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. He said, Lord, work according to your work and according to your will for your glory. As he lifted up the name of the Lord. Praise His holy name. He began to call out to God Almighty. Praise His name. And then he begins to worship and praise God. When we pray and ask God to do something, we ought to give Him praise for what He's going to do. And because we expect God. If we ask and we don't expect, praise God, you won't get nothing. The Bible says, pray believing that you shall receive. It said we got to pray and to talk to God, and we got to believe that He's going to answer our prayers. And He will. We've seen it here. Multitude of time frame, God, where God's touched and God's healed. God just heard our prayer and He's answered, praise God, to the saving of the soul, to the healing of a body. Amen. We've seen it. That's why we pray, believe. That's why I tell you, when you come up to pray for you, if you don't believe it, just stay back here. But if you believe it, come back here, come up here, gather around, let's pray and ask God. Expecting Him to do it. Because we know He can. Verse number 5, He said, we will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Amen. He said, praise God, we're just going to pray. We'll talk to God. We're just going to go ahead. We're just going to rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. The old rabbi would say, hey, would you pray this prayer? Praise God, would you pray the 20th Psalm? Just believing that God's going to hear and answer prayer. We know that God does. We know that God can. We know that God can. And we know that God does. Amen. We know that. We got to believe that. He said, we'll just go ahead and raise up our banners. Amen. Praise God. All we need to do, young, is we need to raise up our banners. You know what those banners do? They signify, they let God know, praise God, who you are and that you're on His side. Amen. We just need to run up some banners at Stony Fork Baptist Church. Say, Lord, you know who we are and we're on your side. Praise God. And hey, listen, that we're on your side. We don't care who knows it. We're just going to run up a banner. Going to run up a banner at your house. Run up a banner at my house. Run up at the church house, praise God, and say we're on the side of a holy, righteous God. We believe His Word. We're going to walk in His Word. We're going to stay in the Word. And we're going to go with God. Amen. That's not popular in the day today. Amen. We got to be willing to sacrifice and compromise. Man, got to have some games and gimmicks to keep them all in. Praise God, I believe the truth of the Word of God and the God of the truth, praise God, to keep us where He wants us to be. He'll guide us and lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake, and He'll grow us into a holy church without spot or blemish. For His glory, bless His holy name, that God will fill all thy petitions. Verse number 6, He said, But now know, that the Lord saveth His anointed. Amen. God's always on time. He's never been late. Hello? You know, in our human bodies, in our human minds, sometimes we think, well, you know, the Lord is just late. If He wasn't late, you know, this would happen. They said the same thing the disciples did. They walked with Jesus. Martha and Mary come up, and Jesus come up when Lazarus died and said, Lord, if you'd only been here, if you hadn't have been late, that's what they're saying. Lord, if you hadn't have been late, I know that our brother would have still been alive. Amen? Praise God. He's never late. He was 4 days in the grave, but Jesus was, glory, hallelujah, somebody jump up and shout. He was still right on time. He said, raise. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. Said, though He were dead, yet shall He live. He went down there to the grave site, Brother Bill, and he said, roll the stone away. I said, no, wait a minute, Lord. Said, he's been dead 4 days. Listen, the Bible teaches that after 4 days, you start stinking. Amen. Amen. I believe there's some folks in the world today we live in that's been dead for 4 days, and they don't know it because they're stinking. They're rotten. They're starting to smell. Amen. But Jesus said, roll the stone away. Amen. Praise God. So they rolled that stone away. Amen. He that had been dead 4 days. Jesus prayed and he said, Lord, Heavenly Father, I know that you hear me. That you all hear me for the sake of those that's here. Amen. He said, Lazarus, rise up. Boy, Lazarus, come up out of that grave. Praise God, bound head and foot. Praise the Lord, he come up out of there. Levitated however he got out of there. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus said, loose him and set him free. Praise the Lord. I believe they turned old Lazarus loose. I believe he probably took off Brother Bill by a lap around the place. Glory, hallelujah. The cemetery had never, hey, glory, had never been so lively, praise God, in history as old Lazarus was taking him a lap or two, shouting praise and giving God glory. Martha and Mary trying to catch him, praise God, just to love on their brother, praise God, who was risen from the dead. But glory, hallelujah, he's having him a time. Amen. Because God's able and He's never late. We ought to praise Him and just lift Him up and give Him the glory. And now, He said, now know that I, that the Lord saveth His anointed. He will hear Him from His holy heaven. Now watch this. With the saving strength of His right hand. You know what the significance of God's right hand is? That represents His hand of power. Amen. And He said, we're saved with the right hand of God Almighty. What He's saying, what the rabbis asked you to pray and seek God's faith, they reached down with a strong arm, with a strong hand, with the hand of power one more time. And saved, praise God, for God's glory. Saved from the guttermost to the uttermost. Delivering God. God gives us, I mean, this is not new. Can we get to thinking, well, you know what? If God can do that over there, praise God, He can make that happen in that little nation of Israel. Boy, He'd be doing wonderful. God's done it before. I thought about that this morning. You remember over in Second Chronicles? 2 Chronicles chapter 32. This is what takes place. You remember when Assyria come around and they besieged Jerusalem? And King Hezekiah, he prayed in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse number 7. He said this. He said, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there is more with us than with him. Amen. Physically, that was not so. Physically, Israel, Jerusalem was outnumbered by multitudes. He said, For with him is an arm of flesh. He's talking about the king of Assyria. Said, with him is an arm of flesh. He said, it's a human means. He said, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Amen? Ain't that so? We have a help today. The anointed one, praise. And said, and the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Praise God. So we see the power. He was praying. He was seeing God's face. He was asking for something. And they come up and they begin to throw their shenanigans around. But Hezekiah, he prays and he prays his prayer. Verse number 20. He said, for this cause Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amazon prayed and cried to heaven. Amen. Said they prayed and they cried to where? They didn't call over to the capital. Amen. They didn't call over to the temple. They didn't call, praise God, here, there, yonder. Praise God, they cried out and the king cried out. The priest cried out. The man of God cried out and they cried to heaven. And heaven heard them. Amen. They cried to heaven and heaven heard them. The king of Syria had, they had surrounded, they completely surrounded, nowhere to go. They were cut off from the outside world. They were bad-mouthing the God of Israel. They said, don't listen to King Hezekiah. He tells you about this God that's going to protect you. Hey, we've done been through the land. We've stomped out every God that they've had. We've crushed them in the dust. There's nothing left of their gods. And he said, we'll do the same thing to your God. They didn't realize they was messing with a different God. They was messing with the God of glory. The real thing. Amen. As the Bible tells them, they pray and they seek His face. And look over at 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter number 19. It tells this story of what was taking place. In verse 32, the Bible says this. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 32. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. He shall not come into this city. Now here's what, after they prayed, this is what God says. Amen. This is what God says. They called and they prayed and asked in sincerity. They talked to heaven and God answered. Hello. Yeah, preacher, well, that's Old Testament, praise God. God's same God today. God's same in the old as He is in the new. God's same in the Old Testament. He's same in the prophets as He is in the apostles. He's same in the Old Testament. Praise God, He's He is in the New Testament. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. He shall not come into this city. Now watch this. God's specific. Amen. Just how specific do you need God to be for you today? What do you need Him to talk to you? What do you need Him to handle for you? He said, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come up before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. Amen. Now what they would do, they would encamp about it, praise God, they'd besiege it. And what they'd do, praise God, and get into the city over the walls, they would build a ramp out of dirt. They'd just keep hauling dirt. They got up where they could just take their chariots and just run up there with them, or take their army and just run up there, praise God, right into the city. And God says specifically, He said, hey, listen, the king, he's not going to come into the city. He's not going to shoot an arrow into the city. He's not going to come with a shield into the city. He's not going to come upon a bank into the city. He said, by the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. Amen. I wonder if we can believe that. Is God able to do what He said He would do?
Amen.
Amen. Listen how He does it. I love this. He said, verse 34, I will defend this city to save it. Why is God? Why would God do that? Why would God do that for somebody like Israel, somebody like us, anybody? Because He loves us. He said, I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. He said, I made a promise way back yonder, praise God. I'm going to keep my promise. Amen. He said, you could have had help before this if you'd ask, believing. So that you could have received. Watch this, verse 30, 35. I love his story. It said, it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord, watch this, went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they rose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Amen. How many, you say, preacher, how many is that? That sounds like quite a few. That's 185,000 in one night. They had surrounded, praise God. You think you've got a lot of enemies. You think you've got a lot of things against you, praise God. You don't have 185,000 against you, praise God. Israel did. And they prayed and they talked to God. They asked God, believing. And God heard them. And He said, hey, listen, I'm going to take care of you. The old devil, praise God, the demon of hell is not even going to shoot an arrow in the place. They're not going to come in. He's not even going to shield, praise God, come into place. I'm going to take care. And He sent the angel of the Lord, praise God, that night. And He destroyed down to the ground 185,000 of the Assyrian army. Amen. God, through the same angel, God, through that same power, can take care of you and me. All the demons, all the adversaries that we have, He can take care of them in one night for God's glory. Amen. He says, verse 36, he said, so Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass as he was worshiping in the house of Nisrod, his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer, his son, smote him with the sword. And they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. It's an ironic thing that the king of Assyria sent word, sent a letter. He said, hey, listen, son, we're going to destroy you to the ground. There ain't nothing your God can do about it. Amen. And the God of Israel, the God that he said couldn't do nothing about it, praise God, destroyed his army down to the ground. And when he went home, went to his place of worship, went to his own false God, was worshiping his God, and he was smote and died. Amen. Kind of ironic, ain't it? Praise God. What God can do. How God's able to manifest himself in the power of his might. Praise his holy name. We see that mighty hand of God. Amen, but we see it, praise God. It's the same God. It's a delivering God. It's the same God that's going to deliver, that has delivered, and He'll deliver again. Amen. Look at this. And I'll try to quit. Amen. God has blessed in so many ways. We can't even begin to imagine. But he goes on and said some. He says in verse number 7, he said, some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of our Lord, of the Lord our God. Amen. They are brought down, they're fallen. Amen. But we are risen and we stand upright. Amen. Praising God and giving Him the glory. He said, save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. Amen. Praise God, the good God of heaven, the God of glory. He said, let Him hear us when we cry, when we call, and bless us because He can. Amen. Things get worse, things wax worse. But the Bible says, praise God, everything's going to be all right in the end. You remember over there in Zechariah chapter 14, the Bible speaking, praise God, of a power and a might of an almighty God. The same power that come down and destroyed the Assyrians from off the face of the earth. In Zechariah chapter 14, verse number 1, he said, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the house rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. Now watch this, verse number 4. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is over before, Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley. And height of the mountain shall be removed toward the north, and height toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come and all the saints with him. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem. High for them toward the former sea, and high for them toward the hinder sea. In summer and winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. I want to say today we're serving the same God. I mean, we're looking for the same hope, praise God, and the same promise. Praise God, that they put out there so many years ago. We're serving the same God. We're lifting up the same God. We're praising the same God. The same God who was able to destroy the Assyrian army down to the ground. Remember the time of Elisha? He was over there with his prophet. They was after him. They was going to kill him. Because Elisha, every time the king turned around, he said, somebody inside. We've got somebody on the inside that's giving away our secrets. Somebody on the inside is telling the Israeli army what we're doing. Amen. We got a traitor. Some little meek fellow back said, King, there's no traitor among us. So I tell you what's happening. That little prophet Elisha. Amen. God's speaking to him and he's telling him everything that you talk, even in your bedroom, even behind closed doors, God's telling him what we're doing. Amen. So the old king, he decided he was going to destroy Elisha to the earth. And he surrounded in the night, they found out where he was, and they surrounded Elisha. Had the mountain, the whole mountaintop was full, covered with Assyria, nowhere to go, no escape. That old prophet got up next morning. His servant come run beating, said, Master! Said, ain't you looked around? Ain't you seen what we're in trouble? Amen. But the old man of God, God already been speaking to, already been giving him, praise God, he was way ahead of the game. He said, Lord, would you open my servant's eyes that he might see, praise God, what you've already showed me? And praise God, and when he opened the servant's eyes, he looked and the hills around was surrounded by the Assyrians. But between the Assyrians, praise God, and Elisha and his servant was a host of heaven. Amen. The power of an almighty God was there on their behalf. Think about that. Two little servants of God in a valley all by themselves. But God Almighty sent the host of heaven. Said that, say this. Listen, you may think you're in a valley by yourself, in the darkness all by yourself, and that there's nobody can help you. But I want to tell you, God Almighty, if we pray, seek, believe, like the old rabbi told us in this 20th Psalm, that God Almighty, the same power that's done it before, for so many before, can do it for you, and he can do it again. Amen. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give in. Just keep asking the Lord, praise God. Bring in our prayers and our petitions before God. Ask him to help us. Believing that he will. And he'll do again. The same thing for he did for King Hezekiah. The same thing he did for Isaiah, for Elisha. He'll do for me and he'll do for you. And the same God that has delivered Israel before, can deliver Israel again. Have you ever noticed that it's always on one of Israel's high and holy days that they're worshiping and giving God glory that this stuff happens? They try to catch them when they're the most vulnerable. And at a time when they lay down their guns and they lift up their hands. But you know what? They are in the hands of an almighty God. God will deliver again. Amen. And all the people, all the nation of Israel ask, all they ask is that everybody just leave them alone and let them and God take care of it. That's the way it ought to be. Amen? Blessing them, praying for them, lifting them up, giving them what they need. I'll bless those that will bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel. God Almighty just manifest his power on those people. The same power. The old rabbi said we can get through asking God, praying that prayer, and seeking God's face, believing, praise God, putting up our banner and say, praise God, we're on the Lord's side. Amen. Winning side, praise God. The side of the banner is the winning side. A banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ's servants. Praise his holy name.